We're right here for every catch-up between classes, for every personal best, for every ambition. Here at Canterbury Christchurch University, you're part of a vibrant community that celebrates every small win and every big moment. That's what makes us fifth in the UK for student experience, based on the Sunday Times Good University Guide 2026. Discover the degree for you at canterbury.ac.uk. Canterbury Christchurch University. We're right here with you.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, December 9th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. The artificial intelligence chips that NVIDIA will be allowed to ship to China will undergo a special security review in the U.S. before they are exported. That's according to Trump administration officials. NVIDIA's H200 AI chips that are part of the deal would mainly be manufactured in Taiwan. From there, they would travel to the U.S. for a national security review, people familiar with the matter said. The chips would then be sent on to China. Officials didn't provide additional specifics on how the process would work. The complex supply chain journey and unusual security review for the chips highlights the unprecedented nature of the agreement, under which the U.S. is supposed to receive a 25% cut from sales. Walmart needed a new CEO to usher in the company's artificial intelligence era, outgoing CEO Doug McMillon said in a CNBC interview. McMillon said the many steps on the path to full AI implementation made him decide it was the right time to hand the reins to incoming CEO John Furner. Furner will oversee an AI-powered overhaul of both back-end processes, such as inventory management, physical automation, and data collection, and the front-end customer experience through personalized agentic AI shopping. And MDA Space and Telesat have won a potentially lucrative multi-billion dollar contract from Canada to deliver military satellite communications capabilities as part of Ottawa's renewed effort to ramp up defense spending and deter threats from Russia and China. The companies will work toward deploying satellite communications in the Arctic, a project that Canadian government documents indicate could have a price tag of about $3.6 billion. The news marks one of the first big military procurements under Prime Minister Mark Carney, who had pledged to accelerate military outlays to help protect the continent and placate longstanding concerns from U.S. officials and lawmakers about Canada's defense capability. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes for today. We'll have another quick tech update in the morning.